This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A listener suggested we call our ongoing coverage stream Going Against the Grind. This explosion of people here in 2021 handing in their notice and either moving to a new job or taking some time to drop out. Since April, some 20 million employees have voluntarily left their jobs. And if a new survey from the social media networking site LinkedIn is any indication, people concluding it's quitting time is not a trend about to slow down. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has looked at this data. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with this business and career networking site LinkedIn. I mean, it's one way people find work that way. What has been the experience at LinkedIn with all this switching?
So the professional networking platform, it was launched in 2003, and the company says, David, that it has never seen people change their careers at this rate in its history. So transitions are up more than 50% compared to last year. And I thought this was interesting. Women are experiencing nearly 10% more career changes than men.
Now, on this program, we'll continue trying to understand this phenomenon. It's such a big thing from many angles. But what is your sense, Chris, right now? People, what, realizing that if their work is unfulfilling, now's the time to change?
Absolutely. I mean, I think two reasons stand out. I mean, one is it's worker confidence that this economic rebound is going to continue and it's going to remain strong enough that, hey, it's sensible to take a risk and leave your job. I mean, look, companies are fighting for talent. They keep talking about this labor shortage. And so the definition of a good market, actually the definition of a good economy, is when firms are looking for workers. So now's the time to make your shift. But the other reason, David, the social isolation, you know, including that working from home that so many of us lived with during the pandemic,
yeah.
You know, it pushed a lot of employees to rethink, reimagine, you know, what are we doing with our lives and what are we doing at work?
Yeah, and not putting up with toxic work environment or feeling that you're underpaid and overworked. Now, what did the LinkedIn survey suggest about going forward? Are companies going to be dealing with this level of attrition, you know, for months to come?
Yes. Yeah, so people leaving companies, boy, it has all the hallmarks of a movement, at least for now. And one of the more striking highlights from the survey is almost half of working Americans, obviously this is from the survey, say the pandemic has changed how they feel about their career, and more than one third are looking for a career change.
Look, it has been a slog to navigate this pandemic, or worse. It's like we've been on a war footing since February of 2020, and people can be forgiven, right, for looking at their work situation and saying, like the song, is that all there is?
I applaud it. I think this is great. I think this is something to celebrate. And there's another figure that comes out of the survey that just echoes what you said. 42% of workers said they're considering taking a break. And for those who are thinking about taking a time out, the two main reasons, their mental well-being and spending more time with family and friends. Now, what's wrong with either one of those?
Yeah, but of course, you're not a hiring manager trying to keep those seats filled, but we do applaud it. Now, LinkedIn is what, pivoting, recognizing the moment here?
Yes, they're seeing there's an opportunity here. So this survey, it's time to LinkedIn's unveiling a number of new features that are going to help, or they say is going to help people, you know, find a better job that better matches their needs and wants. So there's a business opportunity there, especially perhaps for the 41% of those surveyed who said they feel overwhelmed, they're afraid, or they're intimidated when they think about switching jobs.
All right. Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you for this.
Thanks a lot.